Well, the NFL refs are back. They're going to be back on the field, and I know a lot of people are relieved about that. Former Miami Dolphins Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino joins us. You see him on the NFL Today on CBS, also a spokesman for Nutrisystem. Dan, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Hey, Ernie, how you doing, partner?
I'm doing real well. Thank you so much
for
your time today.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Are you looking forward to seeing some real refs on the field again?
Well, you know, I think it's time, and when you watch the first few weeks, you know, they tried hard. I think the biggest thing that I noticed is just the mechanics of the game. You know, games were a lot slower. They weren't getting the calls done as quick, and they made some mistakes here and there. So, you know, I think I would say this, though, that people, you know, officiating, they're going to be very appreciated when they come back.
Well, for the first 10 minutes until they make a call somebody doesn't like.
Yeah, a bad call, right.
Yeah. You know, this in watching this, one thing I've noticed in the games, too, is that the game seems a lot, for lack of a better word, dirtier in the last few weeks. There are a lot of cheap shots going on because they figure the refs aren't going to do anything about it, the replacement guys.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that they've pushed the limits a little bit. Let's put it that way. I mean, I hate to say that guys are taking cheap shots out there because I don't think I've played with guys that actually did that in my time, but it's not necessarily that. It's they just kind of push the envelope on, you know, maybe holding and a little bit being a little bit, you know, maybe more physical in some aspects. So I'm sure that'll clean itself up here as you know, some of the new officials get in there, the old officials, I mean, and start to clean it up some.
All right, I want to ask you about Nutrisystem here in just a moment.
Sure.
One last question, though. I when you were playing, and because I'm always curious, the relationship between the players and the officials, you see this a lot of the same guys over the years. You get to know them a little bit or know what kind of calls they make and such. Do you have communication with them about, I saw that, I'm going to call it next time type of thing, or do they just call it flat out?
You know, sometimes you'll have that communication with them, especially, you know, as a quarterback, because, you know, you'll talk to them about when, hey, I may be in a two-minute drill, I'm going to want a timeout after the second reset, you know, just to give them a little heads up on what you're thinking,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you'll do that some. And they will warn you a little bit here and there, and I've seen that in my playing days that they warn me up maybe on my snap count or, you know, you try to draw people off sides, and I'm sure they warn, you know, some of the offensive linemen as far as holding's concerned, or even, you know, defensive linemen sometimes when they try to jump a little bit or try to just get to the edge of the, you know, to the line of scrimmage and trying to cheat up as much as they can. They definitely will do that.
Yeah. All right. Now, I remember a few years ago, I see Dan Marino on television. He said, you know, I gained a little weight since my playing days, and you took it off, and have you kept it off?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, Nutrisystem is something that I've been, you know, a company I've been working with and familiar with for, you know, 5 years now, and I took the weight off 5 years ago, kept it off, and try to maintain your goal weight is the biggest thing, and it just makes you feel so much better and everything that you're doing.
I know when you hit that certain age, you know, everything you've done when you were younger, it's kind of out the window. You really have to make extra efforts and do extra things.
Well, I mean, the thing is that, you know, that I was really happy with, and I had some friends that were on it that kind of, you know, got me involved with the company and got me to try it. You know, it makes it easy for you because the food just comes right to your door, and you just got to eat it, stay on the program, and work at it, and just continue to, you know, try to get to your goal weight. And, you know, the food's good, and it makes it a lot simpler than, you know, having to count food, count calories.
Yeah.
You know, you just eat the food when it gets to you, and you eat what you like. You get to pick what you want. So, you know, from all those standpoints, I think it's one of the easier ways to lose some weight.
I'm curious. I only have about 30 seconds left, but
yep.
did some friends give you kind of a hard time about it in the beginning and then quietly come to you and say, how do I get involved?
Yeah, well, you know, the one thing that's satisfying is that when guys, you know, not necessarily like friends initially, but after I've done the commercials a few times and, you know, a wife of a guy comes up and says, hey, I got my husband on Nutrisystem because of you, and he lost 35 pounds. He looks great. And, I mean, that's what is satisfying about it. And, I got a little bit of a hard time here and there, but once they realize that it works and it's something that they could also do, and they got on the program and it worked for them, that they didn't bother me anymore.
All right. This is Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino. Look for him on the NFL Today on CBS. Dan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ernie. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for your time.
All right.
All right, man.